Welcome back to the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Naftali Herman of the Orthodox Union. As always, it is great to be back with each and every one of you. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day. And Yom Shishi, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Ekev, the 21st day of the month of Av. Thank you to our incredible and generous sponsors for their continued support, in particular the Schwartz family, and whose names are prominently listed in the OU daily email. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. Please note that the deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's program, but Monday's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern time. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to welcome to the daily call and introduce Rabbi Yechazko Chayat of the Sephardic Congregation of Passaic Clifton in Passaic, New Jersey, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Chayat slowly reciting our daily four chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, and 130, and it will be followed by the Mishnah Berach Lecholim and Achenu. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Chayat.
Thank you very much, Rabbi Herman. Thank you to the OU for providing this chizuk for everybody and allowing me to participate and share some words. Really, you know, we just recently finished with Tisha B'Av with the 3 weeks, and one of the things that sort of comes up, sort of bothers people, and people have asked me this, is, you know, we mourn every year for the Beit HaMikdash, but it's something that seems quite distant for us. We don't have the Beit HaMikdash, we never had the Beit HaMikdash, we didn't experience it, we don't necessarily have a good grasp of what we're missing in our day-to-day lives without having the Beit HaMikdash and the Korban that happened. And as I was thinking about this, really, I feel that, you know, what we went through, and we're still going through, but we went through definitely through the COVID era, among other things, gave me a little bit of insight into how to approach this. You know, one of the first things that happened when COVID struck, so to speak, you know, the Purim, that time or so, many minyanim shut down here in Passaic. You know, right after Purim, the decision was made by the Rabbanim to close down minyanim, inside, outside, and effectively, anybody who ever was praying with the minyan was at Tefillah B'Tzibur, communal prayer, didn't have that option anymore. And I know for many of us that that sort of defined our rhythm of tefillah, our rhythm of prayer, was that we prayed with the minyan, we went to shul, we were with a group of people. And all this, everything that entailed, that comes with that as well. And there's Kaddish, Kiddusha, there's Baruch Hu, Hazarat HaShatz, Berkat Kohanim for Asfaradim. And all those things were gone in one fell swoop. And, you know, the advice given by the Rabbanim in town and a lot of the organizations, Torah Masorah, the OU, was basically to try to keep the frameworks that we had before in place. So have a set time for tefillah like you had in shul. Have a set place for tefillah, for prayer. Make sure to pray in groups. If it's obviously just going to be your family now, but have everybody daven together in a group. Even have somebody serve as a hazan, as the one who leads the tefillah, even though it's not a minyan. And things along those lines. It was recommended to have, you know, to read the parasha on the section of the week after Shacharit and Shabbat. Because we don't agree at the Torah, but we could have something akin to it. And really, as you went through this, you got the feeling that we were, you know, approximating things, and we tried to keep things as much as possible echoes of what it was in shul. But ultimately, we were pretending. Ultimately, we were not doing the real thing. We were doing something that was an approximation, that was something to remember, but it wasn't the real thing. We were pretending. And you think to yourself, if that would have happened, gone on for many, many years and generations, then kids would grow up thinking that's what tefillah means. Tefillah means you sit, you know, around in your family and you have somebody stand in front and say the tefillah, et cetera, et cetera. And they'd be missing the real thing. They'd be missing the real tefillah b'tzibur, the real communal prayer, which we hoped for. And Baruch Hashem, we got back. But if you think about it, really our approach and our experience with the Beit HaMikdash, or lack thereof, is the same thing. We have grown up for years and, you know, a millennia almost now, without a Beit HaMikdash. And we have things that are approximating it. We have things to remind us of it, keep the same framework. Chazal give us tefillah at certain times to correspond. Chazal told us, you know, to say a tefillat musaf, and we read the korbanot of musaf. But to us, that's what the experience of, let's say, Yom Tov and Shabbat are. That's the experience of avodah, is our tefillah, is our prayer. But really, when it comes to musaf, for example, that's not the real thing. We're just pretending. We have to remember, we're just pretending. We're keeping on that pretending that that's all we have now. But the real thing is not there. The same way we felt that ourselves, many of us felt that ourselves when we were not in shuls, that we were just pretending, and we knew we were pretending, but we had to keep that up. The same thing we should keep in mind when it comes to the Chorban Beit HaMikdash, to the Avodah, the service in the Beit HaMikdash, in the temple, that is not there anymore, and we're pretending. And just to keep that perspective that, you know, we haven't gotten the real thing yet, we're hoping for it, we're praying for it, but just to remember that that's what's lacking. The same way we had something that was approximating, but it wasn't the real thing, and kept that up, and Baruch Hashem, we're in the process of going back in, but we haven't gone yet back to the Beit HaMikdash. But I think another thing to keep in mind, and I think a source of inspiration, is that Baruch Hashem, different communities are at different stages of reopening and coming back to Minyanim, but many of us have gone a lot of the way, not necessarily the whole way. In the same way, the reopening of Minyanim took stages. I could tell you our Minyan, the Sfaradi Minyan in Pesach, we were outside for a full year until we finally moved inside, and even then, even now, we're more of a bridge service than it used to be. But just as that came in stages, and we slowly reintroduced more and more of the real thing, we hope and pray that what we're seeing, you know, in the past 100 to 200 years of Aliyah, of Bnei Yisrael coming back to Eretz Yisrael, is also our stages of reopening slowly to the real thing. We should be zocheh, we should have the merit of seeing the real thing very quickly in Eretz Yisrael with Binyan Beit HaMikdash, with the rebuilding of the temple, b'mehar v'yameinu. Okay, we'll continue with the Tehillim. I guess we'll start with Perek Chas, chapter 20. Lemnaseach mizmor leDavid, Ya'ancha Adonai biyom sara, Yisagevcha Hashem Elohei Yaakov, Yishlach Izrecha mikodesh, Umitzion yis'adekka, Yizkor kol minchotecha, Ve'olatecha yidashen esela, Yiten lecha chilvavecha, וכל עצתך ימלא, נרננה בשועתך, ובשם אלוהינו נדגול, ימלא אדוני כל משאלותך. עתה ידעתי, כי הושיע אדוני משיחו, יענהו משמי קודשו, בגבורות ישע ימינו, אלה ברכב ואלה בסוסים, ואנחנו, בשם אדוני אלוהינו נזכיר, המה קרעו ונפלו, ואנחנו קמנו ונתעודד, Adonai Hoshi'a, HaMelech Ya'anenu, Yom Kor'enu. We'll move now to Perek Chaf Gimel, chapter 23. Mizmor de David, Adonai Ro'i lo Ehsar, Ben Ot Deshe Yarbitzeni, Alme Menuhot, Yenahaleni, Nafshi Yishovev, Yanheni, Vema'agel Esedek, Vema'an Shemo, Gam Ki Elech, Begeitz Al Mawet, Lo Irara, כי אתה עמדי, שבתך ומשענתך, המה ינחמוני, תערוך לפני שולחן, נגד צורריי, דשנת ושמן ראשי, כוסי רוויה, אך טוב וחסד ירדפוני, כל ימי חיי, ושבתי בבית אדוני, לאורך ימים. Move to Perek Kufchaf Aleph, 121. שיר ומעלות, אסע עיני אל ההרים, מאי יבוא עזרי, עזרי מעים אדוני, עושה שמיים וארץ, אל ייתן למות רגליך, אל ינום שומריך, הנה לא ינום ולא ישן, שומר ישראל, אדוני שומריך, אדוני צלך, על יד ימיניך, יומם השמש לא יקקה, וירח בלילה, אדוני ישמורך מכל רע, ישמור את נפשך, אדוני ישמור צאתך ובואך, מעתה ועד עולם. We'll now move to Kuf Lamed, chapter 130. שיר המעלות ממעמקים קראתיך, אדוני, אדוני שמעה וקולי, היינה אוזניך קשובות, לכל תחנוני עם עוונות תשמור יה אדוני מי יעמוד כי עמך הסליחה למען תיוורי חיוויתי אדוני חיוויתה נפשי ודין דברו הוחלתי נפשי לאדוני משומרים לבוקר שומרים לבוקר יחל ישראל אל אדוני כי עם אדוני החסד והרבה עמו פדות והוא יפתה את ישראל מכל עוונותיו. Now say the Mishabirach Nachonim, the prayer for the sick, and I will pause in the middle to leave time for people to say names.
Mishabirach Avotenu HaKedoshim Avraham Yitzchak VeYaakov VeYishlach Refua Shelema LeChol Cholei Amo Yisrael VeBechlalam Yishlach Refua Shelema LeRamach Ivarav VeShasa Gidav Shel
רפואת הנפש ורפואת הגוף אל נא רחן עליהם וכן יהי רצון ונאמר אמן. אחינו כל בית ישראל נתונה בסבא שם ומתאים לכם ממשה המקום ירחם עליהם ויוציאם מצרה לרווחה מאפלה לאורה ומשעבוד לגאולה השתא בעגלה ובזמן קריב ונאמר אמן.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Chayat. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and refuah for all of those in need will be answered, the tova for good. Please join us again on Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for our next regularly scheduled program. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, restful, meaningful, and safe Shabbos. Shabbat Shalom.